Joining us now at our studios is Scott Schiescher. He is with Culligan Andreessen Water, and we're going to talk about water quality. The city of Northfield has recently brought up the possibility of making a new $33 million water treatment plant, and it has raised some eyebrows with the prices, not only the price tag, but do we need that? So we're going to bring in a water expert to talk about Northfield's water. Scott, thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning, Jim.
And you're also the Minnesota president of the Minnesota Water Quality Association as well.
Yeah, that association represents over 70 water treatment companies throughout our state, and we represent these companies to make sure that these companies are communicating the right way to the public. They're doing the right thing for residents, and we also have very strong ties to ethics and to make sure we're doing things the right way, Jim.
All right. It's Jeff, by the way.
Jeff, I'm sorry.
Let's talk about the what the city has been proposing. Have you had a chance to look? I think still in the rough proposal type stage, but have you had a chance to look over what their intentions are with this?
Yeah, at a high level we have. It's been difficult to get a lot of specifics, but at a high level, it's a gravity filtration reverse osmosis system is what's being proposed.
Mm-hmm. And what exactly is that? Is that something that you would see in a in somebody's house, like a residential type unit, or in a business? Is that a common?
It certainly is to some degree. It's just a smaller version. Gravity filtration is very common when you're looking at concerns like manganese or different sediments in the water. Reverse osmosis is a phenomenal water treatment method, you know, for homes and businesses.
Well, let's talk about the city. We had the mayor and city administrator in last week, and they said one of the benefits of getting this is you'll have soft water. I guess my questions would be, can we have soft water on a large scale like this? Is that possible? And how is it efficient to do?
Yeah, that's one of the questions that the public should be raising here around the term soft water. Communities and centralized hardness reduction plants don't offer soft water. And I think that's an extremely important thing for us to think about, because soft water by NSF and ANSI terms is 1 grain of hardness or less. And the plant that's being proposed here in Northfield is not that. It seems like it's somewhere between 5 and 7 grains. The reason that's important is that when the city or the engineering firm Bolton Mink says that you can remove your water treatment equipment because we're going to deliver soft water, that's really misleading for the public, because it's not soft water. It's water that's had the hardness reduced. And for a consumer that has, for instance, high-efficiency appliances in their home, like a Bosch washing machine, those machines need soft water. And if I'm under the impression from the communications coming out, if I think that I'm getting soft water, I might be tempted to remove my water treatment equipment. Thus, I could have a lot of issues with my high-efficiency appliances, let alone businesses, say, for instance, a restaurant that has dishwashing machines that are, you know, high pressure and high output. They need soft water, and they can't be under the impression that they're getting soft water from the city when, in fact, it's not.
Now, regular tap water, I'm sure that varies in hardness, but do you know what Northfield's is at without this?
Yeah, Northfield is in the 16-grain range, so okay. It is hard water. It's very hard water.
All right. Scott Schiescher is with us. We are talking water quality. He's with Culligan and the Minnesota Water Quality Association. Manganese. What is that? And do we have too much of it? Can you shed a little light on that?
Yeah, I sure can. It's pesky, to say the least. A water softener, in virtually all cases, will remove that from the water. So residents of Northfield that have a working, efficient water softener will not have that issue. Now, if I don't have a water softener in my house, manganese can be pesky. You know, it can leave black stains on things. It's visibly not very attractive, so it can be pesky.
Okay, you know, that kind of explains. I do see every now and then, like, a if you leave a, you know, a fork or something in the sink and the water kind of gathers around it and dries out, you get a little bit of a residue there.
Yeah, it could be that, or it could be simply hardness. Calcium and magnesium, which are cations, positively charged ions in the water. It could be simply that.
Okay, several different things. All right. Once again, Scott Schiescher is with us. Removing it, are there safe levels of manganese? Do you know if they have done... Evidently, they've done some studies on this because the city has said that too much manganese could lead to different health results, especially among young children.
That's true. Up till recently, it was not a regulated element in the water. It was, you know, apparently just a more of an aesthetic thing. But now recently, there's been studies out that have determined that manganese at certain levels for certain people can be harmful. And so it does have to be addressed, but it can be addressed, you know, at a point of entry, meaning at the home or at the business. It can be addressed there quite easily.
Quite easily, and that would be through some type of a filtration device or... Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And manganese, there's another really important point to make about manganese is there's a document that has been recently created. It's called the Legacy of Manganese Accumulation in Water Systems. And what that means is in a situation like Northfield, you know, our distribution system for our water is decades and decades old. And these certain elements in the water, these cations in the water, have been accumulating in the distribution system for years. And that's not anything that Northfield is doing wrong. That's just a natural event. But the importance of this document, this research that's been done, is that when the water chemistry changes dramatically, and reverse osmosis water would be a change in that chemistry, there's an issue that can and will likely happen where those residual elements will be released back into the distribution system. So residents and businesses alike would have to be aware of that could be a possibility.
So that would be after the process is done at the treatment plant, when it's on your way to your house. If you don't have something at your house to catch that, it's going to be right back to some bad water.
Yeah, very likely.
Okay. Now, the efficiency of having a price tag of $33 million, that's what we, the city has brought up now. We don't really know exactly how much that's going to be at the end, but... doing this at a large scale is kind of what Culligan and a lot of other water companies do on a more individual scale. But on a large scale, is that an efficient way of doing it, do you, in your opinion?
Well, I honestly can't answer that because I don't know exactly what's all in that proposal. I do know in the proposal that they're talking about reducing manganese and iron, which can easily be done at the home or the business. They're also talking about chloride reduction, which is a whole nother topic that I feel definitely has to be addressed here.
Now, let's talk about that then. The fluoride, the chlorine, things like that.
Chloride,
that's it.
I get your name wrong. You get that term wrong.
We'll piece together.
Right, exactly.
Here. But Scott, yeah, tell us about chloride.
Well, chloride reduction is a very serious topic in Minnesota. Chlorides come from many different, you know, ways they get into our rivers and streams and lakes, different ways. The major way is through putting salt on our streets and our sidewalks and our driveways. That's a big way. Through fertilizers, just our consumption of things that have salt in it, and also water softeners. And the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency for the last few years has been working on a document that our association has been very active with, and it's called the Minnesota Chloride Reduction Document. And in that document, it talks about many different ways that cities and communities and residents can reduce chlorides very easily right at their homes. And I think that that's a process and that's a document that I think the city and the public should be aware of, that there's lots of things we can do today to reduce chloride discharge. And I think it's an extremely important topic. I live here in Minnesota and I love our lakes and rivers and streams. And I've personally been very active on this topic statewide. And there's things that Northfield could do today to reduce that discharge level.
Mm-hmm. What are some of those things?
Easy. Optimization of your water treatment equipment. And that simply means, you know, people that have water treatment equipment in their homes that have been in there for years and years and years, you kind of just forget about it and assume it's working properly. And often it's not. You know, so having a professional optimize that equipment, make sure the settings are right, can do a couple things for you. It can reduce the salt that you use and the water that we use. Very important. When you're purchasing equipment, you know, buy the highest efficiency equipment that you possibly can, residences and businesses alike. For businesses, they can do what's called brine reclaim, and that makes a large business that needs soft water, it makes them extremely efficient and have very low discharge levels. And lastly, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency is led by Brooke Asleson, and Brooke has many different training programs that communities can give to their residents on the way to salt their sidewalks and salt their driveways. And it's remarkable, just those little things, what you can do to make a difference.
Scott Schiescher, once again, is our guest. He's with Culligan and Dreesen Water, and also the president of the Minnesota Water Quality Association. Scott, you're a Northfielder. I'm sure you'll be keeping an eye on what the new developments as they come along within the city and the proposed facility they're going to build.
Certainly will be. Certainly will be. Passionately.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll check in with you again, or at least we'd like to at some point in the future.
Great. Thank you.
Do you have anything else about water quality that we should know about?
Conserve water.
Mm-hmm.
Just be water mindful. You know, when you're, you know, brushing your teeth or watering your lawn or washing your car, just be mindful, because everything that we can do to conserve that precious resource will have a positive impact on these things. So just be mindful.
All right. Good advice. Scott, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Scott Schiescher, once again, with Culligan and Dreesen Water and the Minnesota Water Quality Association. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080. Coming up in a moment, we'll have Rich with a look at local news.
Chronic wounds make it hard to enjoy life. You should seek specialized wound care if you have a wound that hasn't healed after 4 weeks. Pain, redness, or swelling, a bad odor, or change of color of your wound. Call Northfield Hospital and Clinic's Wound Healing Center. Specialized care for chronic wounds close to home. NHNC partners with HealthLogix, a leader in advanced wound care, to bring 20 years of national experience right here to Northfield. We don't just treat wounds, we heal them. Make an appointment by calling 507-646-6900. Learn more at northfieldhospital.org, keyword wound healing. Get back to the life you enjoy. Northfield Hospital and Clinics, partnering with you for a lifetime of care.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Brent Pohm. Republicans in the Minnesota House tried unsuccessfully to stop the Blue Line Light Rail extension and cancel the Northern Lights Express passenger train between Duluth and St. Paul. Anoka Republican John Heinrich.
Members, instead of a wasteful train to Duluth, we should be funding our state patrol.
But Minneapolis Democrat Frank Hornstein says about the Northern Lights Express,
there is a lot of support all along this line, particularly in the Duluth area. This is going to be a boost for the economy and for tourism.
The House passed a bill to use part of the state's budget surplus for transportation projects. While the whole world will not be watching, the June trial of three ex-Minneapolis officers charged with aiding and abetting the death of George Floyd. Judge Peter Cahill says Minnesota law does not permit live video coverage and cites loosened COVID restrictions since the trial of Derek Chauvin last spring. And the Timberwolves lost to the Grizzlies 111-109 in Game 5 of the playoffs after blowing an 11-point fourth quarter.